And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Louisiana Words is presented at Tonic Lafayette tonight at 7:30. It's free and open to the public. It's a literary reading series called The Community Gets Real. Again, 7:30, 2103 Pinhook Road tonight. That's at Tonic. And the Jungian psychotherapist Charlene Henry will lecture on dreams, creativity, and the Cajun culture tomorrow evening at 5:30, that's Wednesday, June 5th, in Oliver Hall Auditorium on the UL Lafayette campus. Oliver Hall is a computer science building. It's over near Fletcher Hall. You can see it from Girard Park. It's all about the soul of the Cajun culture and how it's associated with and the associations that we have with it. The lecture will address how the world of dreams is related to the creative process and how the creativity of the Cajun culture is still steeped in the original sources of its origins. The lecture is free and open to the public. It's sponsored by the Friends of the Humanities and UL Lafayette's College of Liberal Arts. Again, that's tomorrow evening, 5:30 in Oliver Hall Auditorium. Nunu's Arts and Culture Collective offers a number of programs that are open to the public. Every Thursday in the afternoon at 1:30, quilting en français happens, les coudre-points. If you're just starting français or you'd like to work on it or work on quilting, it's a great opportunity to do both. And every second Sunday, there are contra and square dances. And every third Friday, a potluck social. And La Table Française takes place on the last Saturday of each month at 9 a.m. All events are at the Nunu Arts and Culture Collective in Arneville. And at in Brobridge on Thursday in the evening, 7 o'clock, Daryl Bork will be reading from his new book of poetry called Megan's Guitar and Other Poems from Acadie, 7 o'clock, Brobridge at the Joie de Vivre Café. The reading is a kickoff reading for the Bayou Teche Book Tour, a set of seven readings along that famous Louisiana bayou. All are invited to attend. The Delta Grand Theater in Opelousas presents the play The Glass Mendacity, directed by Jody Powell. That will run this weekend, Thursday and Friday at 7:30, and there will be a dinner theater performance on Saturday at 6, and on Sunday there will be a matinee at 2 o'clock. For information or tickets, you can contact the Delta Grand Theater in Opelousas. Vermilionville hosts a free Creole Culture Day this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Historic Park. Honored will be Willis Prudham. He is receiving the Richard J. Catalan Senior Creole Heritage Award. There will be lots of music provided by, among others, Gerard Delafosse and the Zydeco Gators and many others. There will be lots of crafts and activities. It's a free Creole Culture Day at Vermilionville this coming Sunday. And a special presentation called Deep Blues, Human Soundscapes for the Archetypal Journey will be presented by the Jung Society of Lafayette. It will feature Mark Winborn, who will be giving the lecture on Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. at St. Barnabas Episcopal Church. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana will have their third annual Bacchanalian. It will take place on Friday, June 14th at Abacus, 7 to 10 p.m. For more information or tickets, you can contact Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana. And The Little Mermaid will take place this weekend in Crowley at the Grand Opera House of the South. Tickets are available through the Grand Opera House. And please stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, it's From the Top with Chris O'Reilly. At 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz. From 8 to 10, it's John Green's Night Train Jazz. And from 10 to midnight, Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.